this race took place every year for almost 7 decades, in good times and bad. This event had visited and passed nearly every town and village on the island of Ireland. It would be a tourist attraction as well as it would be travelling around the wild Atlantic Way. A joyous carnival of colour, courage and athleticism at the start of summer. That included among its winners a hermit from the side of the mountain in Kerry and a milkman from Dundrum who won the Tour de France. For the lack of 350,000, an important part of our sporting and cultural heritage is gone. Something is wrong about this.
And you believe Foilge Ireland should be sponsoring this every year?
I think Bord Foilge should have stepped in there and said, we'll sponsor you. Their sponsorship was on post. It came to an end last year, and I take it, you know, cycling has made a major comeback here, and indeed Donegal riders took part in the race in previous years, and they had international cyclists as well. And I think at the time we're talking about health and the threat of obesity and everything like that, it set a great example, and it even set a great example to the youth. For now, there are quite a number of cyclists on the road, and I take it that it's a retrograde step and it should be revived for next year.